Yo.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the DNA podcast. How is it going?
Hi.
Okay, that's kind of awkward, but well, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Harley Hansen. People know me on the internet as HGH Super, or a number of names that I've changed, but I like to stick with HGH Super. I'm a gamer. And yeah, that's kind of it.
All right. So now that he's done introducing himself, time for me to introduce myself because, you know, my name is Nathan Perkins. I go as Nathan, or, well, used to go as FG Denial or Orbit Nexon or Minecraft King 443 if you're a true OG, but we're not going to get into the Minecraft King. Actually, no, yeah, let's get into that. That was when I first started doing YouTube. So I was like 10, I think, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Probably like 10. But I remember going home, just double-clicking the share button on my controller and just blabbering about random crap. And while I'd done some kind of crappy Minecraft gameplay, and I got like 2 views, and I'd be so happy.
That's where OG names. Before HGH Super, mine used to be the Devil King.
No. And
no joke, it used to be the Devil King. And, but I never posted any videos about it. Actually, I might have posted one, but it wasn't on my normal account that I have now. So that never. And then I didn't think of my name, my HGH Super name. Actually, my brother thought of that name because he had a channel for himself called BH Ballers.
BH and, dang. Wait, we should have your brother as a guest on the podcast.
Maybe, but no, his channel is dead.
Oh, it's just, oh, so it's like dead.
Yeah, it's completely dead.
Logan Paul, dead. Like Logan Paul's Forest type dead, but we're not going to go into that.
Yeah, so my brother thought of my name, and he thought of the HDH part. I thought of the super part, and then I put numbers after it, and I was like, nah, screw all the numbers. I'm just going to stick with the HDH super. And now I'm rocking 132 subs, and pretty damn proud of it.
Yeah, actually, I was in your stream earlier. Your chat was going crazy about politics. What was that about?
Like, I have no clue. I was just randomly playing Minecraft with Logan, SweetBeast16. Shout out to you, buddy. I was just casually playing Minecraft. It was just me watching my own stream, so just in case if I get comments or something. And then next thing you know, I get a thing on my live stream thing on my PlayStation saying, like, 5 people just joined. And I was like, holy Jesus, what just happened? And no, I just got a spam of saying all this random crap.
Dude, yeah, what was with all the politics? I was like, whoa, what happened to your channel?
I have no clue. I thought, me and Logan thought that we were getting trolled and all that good stuff.
Yeah. But, if you don't know, this is going to be uploaded on the DNA channel. So, and it's going to be on Spotify. Spotify Apple Podcast and more. I'll update on everything else is going to be on. But so, is none of other squad members going to do the podcast with us? Because like dead. Zeke is like dead now. He won't even speak to me.
Zeke is 100% alive. He actually told me today that he wanted you, him, and me to play a little bit of Fortnite tonight. But I haven't gotten a message from him yet. So, all that good stuff.
It's actually convenient that he wants to do it tonight when I don't even have my Xbox. That's real convenient.
Yeah, it's Zeke. You gotta get used to it. Zeke does what he wants to do. So, Danny, he's been working. He's actually gotten a job. You want to know what job it is?
What job is it? Taco stand?
No, it's Walmart.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, Walmart. So, that's what's going on with him.
14, and I really like, I don't know if I'm the only person that does this, but I'm young, or I really don't need to worry about this type of stuff, but I'm always worried about like my future, because I'm like, what if this doesn't work out, or what if I don't do something right, and then I'm homeless, and like I don't have enough money to live. You know, I'm not saying be filthy rich. I'm just saying, like, have enough money to where I can get through life.
Yeah, yeah.
It just hit me out of nowhere for no reason. It just, bam. And I got so paranoid. And, like, I started shaking. Like, I had to go in the bathroom. It was that bad.
Oh, my God. The kind of stuff that I sometimes get a little bit of that stuff, but mostly because I'm only 17 and I graduate in a year, which is kind of crazy. And
dang.
I know, right? Jesus Christ. And you're like barely getting into high school and we're getting out of high school.
Well, dang.
Yeah. So I kind of do want to plan my future, but I've been thinking about doing some mostly computer engineering stuff. I'm taking a lot of computer classes.
I'm taking a computer science class right now, and like the stuff we do in there is like coding and stuff. And don't get me wrong, it's probably my best class that I do, but I'm just not interested in the coding and everything. Mm-hmm. Like once you get into like the deep coding and stuff, you know, like
yeah,
I forget what it's called, like adding images and like in your game, like making the characters move and stuff, like with like kind of controls and stuff, like I think it's called input or something like that. It's so complicated. I'm lucky I'm passing that class. I didn't go to school today because I didn't feel too good.
Yeah, the classes I'm taking is digital graphic arts, and what we do is we mostly do a little bit of Illustrator, Photoshop, mostly kind of the art stuff. So Photoshop, we just barely started to learn that, and it's actually pretty fun.
You know, it's kind of funny because whenever I'm getting out of school, sometimes I'll text Harley or something, and I'll be like, "Yo, you want to play?" And Harley's like, "I'm not even out of school yet," because I forget that Harley's time zone is different than mine. Or they'll just send me like a picture or something and be like, "I'm still in school."
Exactly.
I'm just like, oh, well, nice.
Well, okay, have a good day.
See, that's what sucks. We need, I wish we actually had this same time zone. Then we could probably play a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
And record a lot more videos than what we do. When Modern Warfare releases, me, you, and I are going to be pumping out the uploads, so
hell
stay
yeah.
tuned.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That is 100% happening. Like, I played the alpha, I played the beta. Both fucking amazing.
Wait, I downloaded the open beta, like, a day before it ended, and I didn't even get to play it because it took too long to download. My internet was running super slow that day. I don't know what was wrong with it.
Man, but hey, as of right now, Danny is actually planning to go about getting Modern Warfare. I'm planning about getting Modern Warfare next week, not this week, because I get paid on Friday, and yeah, responsibility.
Responsibility first. That's right. You know, don't be like me and go and spend $100+ on one pair of pants. I got money put in my account, all right? And they said it was for pants, but I went through, I just bought so many V-Bucks. And I didn't even realize how much money I actually had left. I was like, crap, I'm not going to be able to get any pants. And so I just bought one. I'm not going to say how much, but I only got one pair out of all the money that was. Yep. My mom was not happy. Neither was my dad. So it's a rip. Yep. Next one, more. You've drained your account dry. What have you been doing? I was like, sorry, Mom. I can work and get money put back in. She's like, you're 14. No job is going to hire you. I was like, I can do YouTube. She said, She was like, I don't want that. You can help me around the house and then use your allowance and put it in your account. I was like, sorry, I'm sorry.
No, man.
So take us through your daily routine.
Oh, daily routine. Do you want to know what happened today?
What normally happens on your day to day? What do you normally do?
YouTube-wise or normal day?
Just a normal day.
Okay, normal day. Normal day, I wake up around 6:20 in the morning so I can get ready for school. Around 7:30, first period starts. Around 12:10-ish, lunch starts. I get to hang out with obviously the buds, the squad sometimes. I go home for like 30 minutes. I go to work for like, depending on what shift I'm doing, maybe an hour, maybe like 4 hours. I head home, I take a shower, and if I have a little time, I live stream for like an hour or 2 hours, and I go to bed, pretty much.
What time do you usually get up in the morning? Like, wake up.
Oh, wake up when?
Like, in the morning, like, what time
Oh,
do you
6:20 in the
usually?
6:20 in the morning on weekdays. On weekends, I sleep in, and it can go up to like 10 to 11 o'clock.
Same.
I am a lazy piece of shit.
Well, I mean, last weekend I didn't get to sleep in because I had to go with my family to this really big family get together, and it really sucked because I was like, I usually sleep in on weekends and I didn't get to. This is not good, guys. I was falling asleep all the way through the thing, though. My mom was like, there's food you can eat, and I was like, I don't feel like eating.
I just want to sleep. Da-da-da-da.
Like, I okay, my day.
Well, crap. Okay.
Well, that's a you just got cut off.
Hopefully that saved.
All right. It did. Okay. It saved in the library. We're good. Okay. We're all good. All good. All right. So what I was saying is, usually I wake up around 6. You know, get ready, go to school, get my day over till about 3. You, luck, you get to get out at 2:45. But me, I gotta stay till 3 o'clock. I get out of school at 3. I'm so tired. All right. I just come home. Usually I'll take like a 30 to 4 hour nap and then get up and just, you know, wait till school starts. And then repeat that all the way through the week. And then Fridays is when I don't sleep. I come home and I just grind. Usually I try to upload on YouTube on weekends, but I don't know, for some reason weekends it's the hardest for me to upload because it's my sleep in days and I don't have like a lot of time to, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I remember like this summer, like right when the summer started, the one that we just had, like I was on grind. Like I had streams, I had videos, and it was all good. But then none of my streams or videos didn't do well because it was mostly by myself, because I had a little conflict with some past friends and former or probably still YouTubers now. I don't want to repeat the story, but those guys were actually a very, very close friends of mine. And we've been planning like, oh, we're going to be big YouTubers and live together, be like this, be like Vanoss Gaming, be the Vanoss crew and all that crap. And I made the funny moments. I was the one who had the most subscribers. And then next thing you know, high school came around. We were still playing. We were still grinding. And then we were very excited for Black Ops 4 to come out. And we played that. We still played Fortnite, even though we promised to not play Fortnite anymore.
You just can't escape it. Fortnite's always going to have that one place in your heart where you got to go back, even though you hate the game. All
right. And then right when the second semester started, one of my good friends just like did not talk to me. And I was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? He was like, nothing. And then he was like, he tried to be all cool and all that stuff. And plus, they were planning about doing some bad things in the future. Like, they wanted to do drugs, they wanted alcohol. Even sometime with them, they were using a Juul, and then they offered me to use it, and I said no, because it's bad for you. Even though they said, oh, it's only preventing stress, and I was like, no, it's gonna make your stress even worse.
No, yeah, for real. A Juul is it literally enters your lungs and turns into crystal in your lungs. That's how you freaking die.
I know, and it's kind of crazy.
If you Juul and you watch this podcast, you gotta stop. I mean, sure, I'm not the oldest person, and I have never Juuled, but you gotta stop.
And then everyone sort of stopped talking to me. And then apparently one of my good friends said that somehow I was being a dick to them, even though I didn't really do anything. So they accused me for nothing. And I was like, nope, you guys aren't the good friends. So I flat out left that group.
Well, I mean, that's good that you got out and you didn't stick with them.
Well, actually, it was a whole group of friends, not just one.
Yeah, but still, I mean, at least you're not stuck with them, you know?
And to be honest, like right when I was playing with them, I barely got any views. But right when I started playing with you guys, no offense, but you got me a hell of a lot of views.
Dang, so now you're using us for views. I see.
Hey, calm down.
It was a joke, dude. You calm down over there.
So yeah.
So, what do you think of the Call of Duty World League switching to like cities playing now? Not like by team, it's like by city, like Seattle COD, Dallas.
I think
Or.
to be very, I th ooh, that's a tough question. Right when I saw the announcement for that, ooh, yay, cities. They're literally like copying Overwatch. Because Overwatch does it. I've never played Overwatch, but I've seen players play Overwatch. It's pretty damn competitive.
Yeah.
But
Dude, honestly, I feel like since we're gonna be like playing for an actual city now and not just like an organization, like they're gonna be playing for an actual city, that'll make more players want to play because they'll probably like, I don't know, they'll probably make more, you know, since they're playing for an actual city or like there's, you know what I mean? And then they'll,
like, if
but.
Call of Duty did something like Fortnite did, like with the World Cup, like everyone can qualify for it. I think there was like a team selection for like 5 people, I bet we would kind of dominate.
Yeah, for real. 'Cause like I see that's the thing I don't like is like Call of Duty you have to be 18 years older. 18 years or older. And I'm just here like my 14-year-old self, not to be cocky, but you know I can be insane at COD.
I could be too,
And
but
like we are just but we're not old enough for it. And sure, I mean like and I mean sure there's game battles and stuff, but like you got it, you still have to be a certain age to like play or and then sure there's UMG where you have like free to enter tournaments, but you still gotta be 18 years or older to even play in the tournament,
exactly.
and it sucks
It does kind of suck.
because yeah,
People just.
like I was grinding league play, like I was at the top of the ladder like every single week. I think that's when it stopped, like every week. And then it started in like the new week. Pretty sure that's how it worked. But I was grinding, like I was first every week. Like I was on like a 4 streak, 5 streak. You know how you can get like the purple flames on your like emblem if you get first X amount of times. Like I had that and everything. I mean, I was going insane on league play, but I just couldn't. And once I figured out I mean, I knew you had to be 18 to play like in the World League, but not like I didn't know you had to be 18 to play for like a team on an online tournament.
Yeah,
But
which
you
is
do, and then that's whenever I full. I was just like, yeah, there's really no point in me grinding so much if.
all right, guys. The podcast kept cutting off for some reason, so I'm just gonna go ahead and end it off here. I'm gonna tell you guys thank you for supporting the podcast. You know, it's only the first episode, but I got a feeling that this is gonna be a successful podcast with me and my friends. We're gonna have some special guests come on the podcast very soon. Yes, and I really hope that you guys enjoy it. You know, get a little laugh out of it. Maybe learn something about us that you didn't know or whatever. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and more. really anywhere, to be exact. You can listen to it on YouTube. Yeah. Thank you, guys.